done very well, Mr. President.
No.
reduction in Soviet deliveries and a guarantee that there would be no offensive this year, all of this year. We are not talking about now.
We get that, fine.
We are talking about the rest of...
I don't mind having a little fight out there. It's done.
No, no. Oh, Mr. President, if we can only get this offensive called off with no promise about July, nor can we accept that goes a step further. We cannot accept a Hanoi promise either. We have to get a Soviet public assurance. Now, then this would also change the negotiating position, because then, I believe, Mr. President, Hanoi would feel that by its own actions, that maybe you'll be brought down, but you cannot be brought down by Hanoi's actions. Therefore, it is probable that you'll be president after November. That having acted this violently now, there's no telling what you will do in November. And
no, they're gambling with us that they can have the war going on, and they'll still have the POWs up until November, and that under those circumstances, the possibility of our surviving the election is very, very low. You see my point?
I think if they're pulled off this attack now, they... particularly if they get ground down more, as they do every day. I mean, this deal couldn't happen before May 5th to 10th anyway, in which case much of their offensive would have broken its back anyhow. So I think that for you to do the reason a blockade will work is if you can endure it. If they think they need only to wait 6 months, they might just stick it out until November. But this is what worries me about the blockade, Mr. President. And you remember, I had some leading towards it in 69. You weren't postured well diplomatically to do it in 69. And I strongly supported you not doing it. But this is the reason why I think an interim solution in which but we should throw in the prisoners anyway. Haig has just come back. I was going to come in to see you. Come with a report from Military Region 1, which is extraordinarily optimistic. He says calm, confident professionals. He went around to the divisions. And he says 3 is still tough, but he thinks every day that passes by may mean that the enemy has shut his wad. It's again very quiet today.
Are they bombing, or are we bombing enough? That's my point.
Mr. President, we are bombing.
The report indicated that poor Abrams has taken all the carrier aircraft up here to support the bombing in the north. Well, goddammit, we got to get those sorties going down somewhere.
Is this Haig's report here? I don't know what my idiots are. I did not think that the South Vietnamese could withstand an offensive without losing any provincial capital in the first couple of weeks. This is not like Laos. They're not running. There are no newspaper stories of these guys panicking. They are seen to be defending themselves. And I do not think the position is so weak. And I think it must have a shattering impact on the North Vietnamese. It's basically in our interest to keep this offensive going for a while and grind them down.
I know. And whether it goes or not, we're going to grind them down.
That's right.
But we can get them out where we can see them.
But I frankly believe, Mr. President, that your enormous skill has been that you have been extraordinarily tough, that if you've walked up to all the tough ones, but at the same time maintained a peace posture, so that they couldn't put you into the positions of just chopping away at you. The reason the people trust you is because they know you've done everything. And therefore, all things considered, I think it is in our interest not to get the Russian stomach knocked off as long as we can do it while preserving our essential integrity in Vietnam. That is the major thing. And if this Moscow meeting does not work at all,
maybe we'll blockade in September, you mean?
No. I would think if the Moscow meeting doesn't work, then I think we should, mine doesn't work, then you might want to go to a blockade.
Might have to, you see.
That's right.
We have no other car.
That's right. I'm not, and we certainly should keep the posture that you will go to a blockade. I think we've really got their attention.
That's for sure.
But,
we got this present message.